Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you, because we know who's up to it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut.
Banned news network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com. Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is. He's playing this joke over here.
That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best known conspiracy theorist, but this week Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attacking, dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you had to define the UNWEF corporate global takeover, is it administrative? Mass murder, depopulation, kill grid. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, August 17th, 2023 transmission. We have Jason Jones, who is a Hawaiian native and a reporter and a smart, tough guy who helped fight the lockdowns there and helped lead the movement against them on the ground in Maui. And reportedly getting into Lahaina, that they have a 12-mile exclusion zone around. He'll be joining us in the fourth hour reporting from Maui. We're going to hit those developments that are just the most sinister we've ever seen, how blatant, how obvious, how premeditated, how deliberate this was. We also have another excellent guest, Royce White, joining us to talk about the indictments, Maui, the war, the whole waterfront. He's a professional basketball player. Earlier in the week, pinned on the side of his head, investigate Maui. I'm going to tell you all the other news coming up, but first, I just want to just let you know. Associated Press, Washington Post are all admitting what I told you day one. It's electrical fires from the power lines where they allowed the trees to grow up all around them and actually be hanging on them so that when the trees got blown over, they knocked down the power lines, they left the power lines on. The default during high winds is to turn them off. That's when a hurricane hits, your power goes off, they say get ready for days without power. They would not let them have the water. That's all confirmed. That's even in mainstream news. They did not turn on the emergency sirens. These people are incredible. They have been caught red-handed. It is just unspeakable. Here's the headline. So that's how the Maui fires started. Now the New York Post and others have the videos of the power lines falling and catching fire. And it was basically like a huge fire line all along the town. And as the wind came in from the west into the east towards the Hawaiian Islands and up, of course, across the rest of the Pacific at 70 miles an hour, it was a firestorm. It was the equivalent of somebody dumping 50,000 gallons of gasoline in a long line through the brush and the trees, and it blew right across the town. The wind was perfectly situated to do it. They knew exactly what they were doing. Even in small rural towns in West Virginia, they trimmed the trees back 10 feet from the damn power lines. Then when tornadoes are coming in, a lot of times they'll cut the power in those areas, but definitely when a hurricane hits. So that's Town Hall, that's New York Post. Now
Alley's first reported fire likely caused by power lines. Washington Post. Woke Hawaiian official stalled release of, quote, revered sacred water. That's a headline. No joke. I have the video. Until it was too late, he said, it's sacred and we worship it. You cannot have it. We have the video. Hawaii utility faces scrutiny for not shutting power to reduce fire. Washington Post. Tulsi Gabbard has been on the ground in Lahaina. She just got back to the mainland last night, and she said there is no federal or state emergency people there. There's a few police. No one's helping them. And the few police that are there are ordered to keep locals from bringing aid in. And now we have multiple witnesses that watch the police block the open access road out of the town. And they said it's orders, and they sat there and watched the people burn to death. Why would they want that? There's probably going to be 2,000 dead when it's all said and done. Over 1,500 missing, hundreds and hundreds found dead, dead dogs in the street, cats, you name it, roasted alive. You ever blown on a fire just with your mouth, a little bit of air, and it turns white hot and burns your face? Imagine all that hot wind and those giant electrical lines that supply the rest of the island going down the coast. And Tulsi's there. We have the video. We'll play it. She's a native Hawaiian. Not a native, but native born there. And formerly a congressperson from there. Congresswoman. And she said that she's there. They're blocking aid. Unbelievable, premeditated, concerted evil. We have video. Reporter grills the FEMA head. Where is the aid for the people of Maui? You got that video. Arson experts called Lahaina arson on an industrial scale. Administrative murder. Yep, the term I've been putting out is now being picked up. But that's what it is. So I Senator Josh Hawley's calling it a one-party dictatorship takeover with the intelligence agencies and Justice Department merging with the Democratic Party. My exact words, because that's what it is. Keep hearing, oh, the left's taking over. No, that's the ideology to control us. It's the corporations through the intelligence agencies. State official refused to release water for West Maui until the fires was already raging. Chernovich writes, troubling reports are surfacing about the Obama Foundation member and Maui water controller. The Commission on Water Resources. And it goes on and on. Here's the video. It's unbelievably sickening. If you want me to subject you to it, I guess I will. Here's the eyewitnesses that are well known. I looked them up in the community. This fellow's lived there all his life, almost 80 years old, highly respected. He watched the police keep the people tied up. I can't believe they followed orders. I'd have driven past them around them and just watched them all die. And he just walked out. People ask, why did the Jews? General Flynn asked this the other day, and they call it anti-Semitic. No, he asked a serious question. Why did they, there'd be one guard for every 500 people or so, load on cattle cars and go get shot in ditches? Well, because the average person, whether they're Jewish or whether they're German or whether they're Chinese, follows official orders, people in uniform. That's why. I guess I'm a Texan. I guess I'm a throwback. I'm a little different than that. If I was my family and I saw the big open highway, an access road, it's wide open and the fire's coming at a couple miles an hour through the houses and it's already there and there's fire 50, 60 feet away and the wheels on my car are starting to melt, I'm going over, through, or around those police because they don't have a right to kill me and my family. Don't worry. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and all of them are getting a money package together to take over the town. And it goes on and on. We're going to hit all of this coming up, but I'm not going to hit this until we start the next hour. And I'm going to hit it all for a full hour with Royce White. So I'm going to start the hour with all this and all the clips. I may start at the end of the hour in the last segment and then bring him on and continue. There's so many clips, it'll probably take 20 minutes to air all these. I want to just tell you something. I want to show it to you. When we come back, woo, boy, man, oh, man, did they get caught in Georgia rigging that grand jury? Remember, they published the index pages of the indictment. 7 hours later, the grand jury handed down the indictment, and it matched it. They lied and said it was fake. Then they said somebody hacked the computer system. Now they came out yesterday and said, okay, it's real. We just hit the send instead of save. How are you saving the indictment before it was handed down? See, they always divert the issue. They lied. They got caught lying. Now they hope we're just so stupid. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. How long you have these droids? These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move along. I mean, it's just a joke. Hendricks on Trump and Diamond says, desperate last ditch ever by corrupt machine destroying their most dangerous opponent. We'll be back.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Yourself and all of us. Let's admit what's going down. All right, let me make two more points till I get back into Lahaina and the Maui tragedy and what it really signifies for the rest of us, the administrative post-industrial state waging war on us by cutting off services that we paid for and killing us and displacing us and turning us into refugees in our own industrialized post-industrial world. I didn't finish the key points. The police ordering people and keeping people from being able to evacuate, in many cases confirmed, and the water being turned off, and the power being left on, and the trees not being trimmed back. They're not consciously part of this. They just follow their orders. That's compartmentalization. But why would they want to have the highest death toll possible? Because many families, everyone died in them, who own those restaurants and art galleries and jewelry stores and bars, they aren't going to be there to stand up and fight when the globalists take the land worth $5.4 billion, it's estimated, with what was there. It was a town hundreds and hundreds of years old. The main site of the first government there, the main British outpost after Captain Cook, and the site of the royal family of the Hawaiian Islands for 2,000 years. And so it was a beautiful little town. I've been there four times. Went whale watching there. Spent a lot of time there. It's very quaint, very nice. I don't like the big fancy parts of the island with all the big hotels and the rest of it on the other end. And there's a lot of big, beautiful estates around there that, of course, were just fine. Oprah Winfrey's and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and the Hollywood scum, the rest of them. So with a higher death toll now, those people won't be able to speak up because they're dead. They're no longer on this planet. But why are the globalists dissolving the border completely and starting these giant wars and giving us poison shots that have killed top scientists estimate 20 million? Because they're exercising power. We've gone from beta, with all the New World Order testing, Agenda 21, to the official world depopulation, deindustrialization operation of Agenda 2030. And in Africa, all the time, when the UN goes in to clear people off the land, to take it over, to build mines, to set up facilities, which they do on record, they will wait till high winds come and it's dry and they'll burn them out. So burning people out is the oldest trick in the book. They did it to the Branch Davidians, Nero, almost 2,000 years ago, I guess 2,020 years ago, or 1,920 years ago. Burned down Rome, most of Rome, a poor area, so he could expand his facilities. So it's the same story over and over again, and history has repeated itself, and it's just next level. That's coming up next hour. All the proof, all the videos, all the detail. It is just so cold-blooded. You don't get water. They don't trim the trees. They don't turn the power off. The emergency sirens don't go off. They do a 12-mile exclusion zone to the media. They won't let aid in because they've got to go in now. They've already got bulldozers in there to cover up what they did, but it's already out that it was the power lines. And there is really a big distractionary diversionary narrative, and I'm not attacking people that do this. It's your free speech, but I'm allowed to say you're wrong. It's not lasers. It's government administrative arsonist by setting up the conditions at every level that had to be met to do this. Period. And they knew damn well leaving power lines on when 70-mile-an-hour wind hit for the first time in decades and decades that it was going to torch that place. If they wouldn't have left the power on, nothing would have happened but a few signs blown over and a few trees falling over. But because they didn't trim the trees back and they left the power on, they murdered thousands of people. But I'm sure the police are in good hands. Oh, the incident commander that, in my view, covered up what happened in Vegas. Remember, you don't hear about that anymore. Well, he was brought in to run things there. And the second most expensive real estate in the world. All right, we're about 3-4 minutes to break. I'm going to come back and hit all the Georgia news. It's just as illustrative as this of evil. Of all the corruption and all the false charges and all the bizarreness and all the lies in these four different groups of indictments, this is the most Alice in Wonderland, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, ridiculous. And so we're going to be hitting all that coming up. And then the head of the Russian military, number three in command, but the head of their chemical, biological, radiological response, has published a multi-hundred page report with video links and clips, and it's everything we already know is true. We didn't get it from the Russians. They can look at the same things that we see. That criminals inside the U.S. government and the U.N. released COVID-19 to set up a biomedical tyranny worldwide to bring in a cashless society and to set up a permanent biomedical state, and that they are actively preparing new bioweapons to release them. Headline out of RT, U.S. is plotting another pandemic, Russian defense ministry. Kind of a big deal. Russia warns that the U.S. is preparing a new pandemic. That means people that run our country. The United States began preparing a new pandemic, said Russian Ministry of Defense. Meanwhile, NATO official Kiev may have to cede territory to Russia in exchange for membership. That's how it always works. They're going to divide the country up. Poland will get part. NATO will get part. And the Russians will get the other part. It's a national crisis. Japanese government officially launches an investigation of a 400% increase in death of Japanese after the shots. Also, video of Vivek Ramaswamy absolutely devastating the LGBTQP cult as the tyranny of the minority. That's all coming up. Also, big Jeffrey Epstein news tying into Obama and into his puppet Joe Biden. Also, now they're not just censoring marine biologists that point out that the windmills are causing mass die-offs of whales on the East Coast. Now, if you say Jesus is the only way, it is called anti-Semitism, and major tech companies are pulling that down. Sanctuary City, Chicago, prepares what New York's already doing, shipping the illegal aliens they invited in to the suburbs. We have a compilation of millennials freaking out over the massive increases in prices. I thought you liked carbon taxes. I thought you liked being bankrupt. I thought you liked no food. You're going to really like what's happening now. And a lot more today. So, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And we are going to go straight into the attempt to steal the election from the American people again, presidential election, and how they've been caught red-handed. And hope you don't pay attention to this. Infowars.com and band.video. Share those links.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarStore.com right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The lawfare being conducted by the Democratic Party and their intelligence agency controllers against the American people is also being conducted in other Western nations around the world and in Latin America against people like President Bolsonaro, who's been barred for running for 8 years because he challenged the election. And you're not supposed to do that now, even though the number one rule of the State Department that monitors elections worldwide to see if they're, quote, fair, says that you should be able to challenge them and inspect them. But Trump is charged in Georgia, one of many charges, for tweeting and saying there were anomalies, or he didn't think the water main really broke, or illegal aliens were voting, which was all confirmed. Let me show you the stack of news here, and then we'll go through it, but what's happening in Georgia and other areas, both federal and state, is indicative of what happened in Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii, USA. The bureaucracies at the top are run by very corrupt, evil people. They're almost all in any major town or city or key area in the Clinton or Obama Foundation. They're part of the UN foundations. They go to constant five-star hotel meetings around the world where they coordinate this operation. That's why Jacinda Ardern in the Pacific Ocean, in her operations against the people in New Zealand, or whether it's Justin Trudeau of the WEF in Canada, or whether it was the German leaders or the British leaders, it's all the same script, the same operation. You don't need me to tell you about that. You see it. You are in the middle of Build Back Better, tearing down civilization, the Great Reset. And so they believe they're above the law. They believe they can commit any crime they want. They can refuse to spend the money they've gotten to trim back the trees and brush like everybody else does in the world from the power lines. They can refuse the water that no one else in the world would do during an incoming fire. It was all done right as it happened. They don't ever turn the water off the town. They turned it off that day. They turned the emergency sirens off that are the best in the United States. They blocked the people in the town. They blocked the media now. They've got a cover-up going. And it just so happens to be a police chief that quarterbacked the overwhelming cover-up in Vegas. That's the same thing in Georgia. If one thing is constant, the low-level criminal minions are extremely inept. And they're compartmentalized. And so, as you know, 3 days ago, 7.5 hours before the grand jury concluded its indictment of Trump and 18 others, they published the index cover sheets of the indictment. That's never happened before that I know of. It'd be like 7.5 hours before a jury comes in with a verdict, and all of a sudden it's already in the county clerk's office and already announced. They changed the subject and said, oh, we've been hacked, or oh, it's fake, and oh, okay, it's real, but we just hit send instead of save. The issue is, why did you already have the indictment? Why did you have the indictment right? Because the grand jury is synthetic. The grand jury is a fraud. And the whole world sees that. And so they came out, not yesterday, but the night before, on Tuesday night, and they went, oh, oopsie, we accidentally published the indictment cover pages. More than cover pages, like dozens and dozens of pages. It's incredible. And because they investigate themselves, and because the state police in those states are so controlled at the top, nothing will be done to them, they think. And the judge will never let that information be seen by the jury. When they charged Trump for saying that they shut down the Fulton County Counting Center and kicked everybody out and kept counting, they admit they did, but they charged him. They'll never let him show the video of that or their admissions or the newscast. They'll just tell the jury, we never did that. And the jury will say guilty, because just like they rigged the federal cases on Roger Stone and others, they're going to rig this. Because they choose areas where the fix is in. So let's play the clip of a local newscast, should be national news, of Fulton County Clerk Shea Alexander, who leaked the charges against Trump. I remember the press conference on Tuesday, they go, no, those are fake. And the reporter goes, but why do they match when the indictment came out? Oh, the hackers just imagined it perfectly to the letter. Oh, but now it's real. Oopsie. We just hit a button wrong. Why'd you have it 7.5 hours before they were done? You're caught. And Trump put out a statement on it 2 days ago. He should be doing press conferences on it yesterday. When Trump said the border is wide open and a lot of good people are coming in, but also a lot of criminals, we need to stop them. And CNN said, he said all Mexicans are dirty criminals. He should have at a press conference showed the video and said they're lying criminals. Instead, he just said they're lying. That's where Trump drops the ball over and over again, not defending himself. So here is one of the local newscasts. And ask yourself, why is this not the top story everywhere? Here it is.
And Linda, Shea Alexander says she was under a lot of pressure to make sure this process went smoothly. There were no hiccups. She says in trying to be perfect, she made a mistake. And instead of hitting save, she hit send.
I am human.
Fulton County Clerk of Court Shea Alexander says even though she's human, she strives for perfection.
Then that's how the mishap happened.
The mishap was she inadvertently posted the indictment charges against former President Donald Trump, even though the grand jury was still deliberating Monday. That set off a media firestorm and had Trump's attorneys saying prosecutors had no respect for the grand jury process. Alexander said this had nothing to do with the DA's office and there was nothing sinister about the mistake she made.
I have no dog in the fight.
She says in an effort to handle the indictment perfectly, she messed up.
I did a work sample in the system and when I hit save, it went to the press queue.
Some news reporters saw it before it was deleted. Alexander says what they saw was unofficial.
It wasn't an official document. It wasn't official charges. It was the dry run. It was a work sample.
Even though it had a case number, Alexander says it didn't have a stamp and other markings that would have made it official. I asked her why did she release a statement calling the document fictitious.
That was the best word I could come up with. It was fictitious. It wasn't real. It didn't have a stamp on it.
Why didn't you just say it was an error?
She says fictitious was what her team came up with.
We've been getting some calls.
Her office has received calls and emails with threats. People saying, I'm coming to get you. Those threats have been forwarded to the sheriff's office. Alexander says she was under a lot of pressure to get this right. Now she says she just wants to explain what happened and get back to work.
I tell my staff we just want to be transparent, right? And so I don't have anything to hide.
That's right. Just get back.
And Alexander says her mistake.
That's good. Just get back to crucifying Trump with the whole kangaroo court situation. They're not supposed to have that document. I've checked with lawyers who work in Georgia, and it's the same all over the country. Those documents are given to the grand jury. Once they issue it, it's brought in. Then the judge sets a hearing, usually for a couple days later, and it may take days to go through it and process it and then prepare when the people are supposedly going to turn themselves in the rest of it. Instead, she magically already had it, ladies and gentlemen, because they've been preparing it and orchestrating it, and they knew they already had the grand jury indictment. But they wanted to act like they were deliberating and showboat around. But here's the real smoking gun. They lied and said it was fake. They lied and said that it wasn't real. They lied and said somebody made it up. Remember, that was the first thing. Oh, it's made up. Hackers. Oh, no, it's fictitious. Oh, no, it's a mistake. Yep. And they're coming for everybody, folks. The bureaucrats, they're weaponized.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is the multinational conglomerate of central banks and private corporations through government are overturning all of our rights and liberties and freedoms and trying to reduce us down to total slaves. The good news is people are waking up fast, and we got a lot of allies around the world, and God's on our side, and things are only worse if we lay down, so we're only going up from here. I'm going to go back to the incredible kangaroo court railroading that's going on in Georgia and how they've been just caught red-handed and every form of ridiculousness you can imagine. I mean, the indictment is just cocoa puff crazy. I mean, it is cuckoo. Indicting him for saying that I believe the election's been stolen and we've got reports of tens of thousands of votes of people voting from P.O. boxes. That was all true. Indicted. It goes on and on. Again, they shut down the Fulton County Tabulation Center but kept counting votes when everybody was out. They covered up the windows. That's all on video. They admit they did it. Indicted for that. And even mainline news is reading this going, you're not allowed to tweet? And then they tried to go inspect and retabulate with a county that was going to let them? Since when can county officials not bring in both parties and do that? So it's crazy, folks. It's dangerous as hell. And these people mean business. When judges in two of my kangaroo cases found me guilty and then lied about how much money I had and wouldn't even let us defend ourselves, people said, how are you taking this? And I said, bad, because they're coming for everybody. That's what I keep explaining to people. You know, they deleted Glenn Beck's Apple podcast that had millions of subscribers. It was a big national story. But they put it back up. And, you know, Beck has defended me recently, saying I shouldn't be censored. So good for him. But when you're the most censored, the most attacked, the most lied about, it just becomes this, well, that's just how it is, Alex. Well, that's not just how it is, and I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to back down, but I could give out, and I need your prayer, I need your support. We're doing our most important work ever. The network we've got of reporters around the country and the world is second to none. Jason Jones is incredible. He'll be joining us from Maui, from Lanai, Lahaina, coming up in the fourth hour. Last night, we taped for 3 hours. And the almost three-hour report, the deep dive on Bill Gates, Meet the Man That Wants to Run Your Life, will be premiering tomorrow at louderwithcrowder.com. And I'm going to do a special deep dive report. It's really powerful every week. And very soon, I'm going to expand more. I'm going to basically just do what Stephen does. We did it previously, but not as good as he does it. Something, you know, simple but also powerful, like Change My Mind. I'm going to do PowerPoints much more. If you want to support us and keep us on air and expand what we're doing, then go now to JonesCrowder.com. Sign up for a year there, a one-time payment, and get a month free. And then that will go to keep us on air. Part of the money goes for free speech, for this Operation InfoWars, and then the rest of it to build infrastructure for us to expand other shows on the Mug Club. And he's a great guy to partner with. We get access to all his great fans and folks, and it's just exploding. And, of course, Rumble boosting us and putting us up to the front page, the opposite of censoring us. So a lot of big things are happening, and it's a blessing. And this is a non-exclusive deal with Crowder, but I really like him and his crew, so I intend to expand it. I've also had some really big folks, really big as it gets, reach out that want to work with us very, very soon. As soon as their infrastructure is set up, I'm sure people can put two and two together. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I want our enemies to know this. If you think you're going to shut us down, you're gravely mistaken. You're going to make us fight that much harder. But the listeners, you understand that in the equation, they're more than half of it. If they don't take action and go become a member, you say you want to support, people say, hey, get a subscription site. We've done it. And I was up here till 6:30 at night, busting my ass. And it was a pleasure to do. Mickey Willis was here. It was a deep dive on Bill Gates. Go now to JonesCrowder.com, one word, or follow the banners at Infowars.com and sign up there so we get the lion's share of the funding. 10% goes to Rumble with their great backbone infrastructure, 10% to Crowder. And I'm surprised they don't want more because they're adding so much to the equation. But this is about keeping our crew here. It's about not backing down. It's about expanding in the election. And if a lot of people sign up, which has started to happen, we're going to be able to hire more reporters, more crew, and have heavy presence at events at the border and at Davos and at Bilderberg and at Bohemian Grove and at the RNC and DNC, and the list goes on. So you want to see us fight. This is a place where you put the money in and you see the direct action. You don't put a dollar in and get a Gatorade out of a vending machine. You put money in and you get victory over tyranny. So I'm here waiting for you to put me in the game. A lot of you have already done it, but it's like a video game. The more you support, the more we can do. But this isn't a game. This is the real world. So go now to JonesCrowder.com separately. Great. Minuteman Coffee, our own special single source blends from Colombia. They're incredible. Those are now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible 3,000 milligram CBD. You thought the 1,000 was great? This is three times stronger at an incredible price. The topical salve is over the top amazing. Rebel Zen is the private label of the top firm based out of Texas, outside Austin, that we partnered with. We sell it for 33% off what anybody else sells it for. Rebel Zen, InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, Superfumal Vitality, all of our great natural toothpaste, turmeric, activated charcoal, coral calcium, tooth whitening. They're all there, InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right. Let me continue here. Let's go to clip 9. This is a Fulton County DA. Fannie Willis is seeking a March 4th, so right in the middle of the primaries, 2024 trial date, to tie Trump down so he can't campaign. And the other indictments are all spacing it out there as well, and trials. So this is just the greatest election meddling ever seen. Indicting Trump because he falsely said there was election meddling with all the evidence, when it's his right to say that if he was wrong, but he was right. And then openly meddling in front of everybody and stealing the election, they're attempting to, and saying, we'll arrest you if you complain. I mean, what a group of bullies and thugs. It's not the American way to bow to this, and I believe in you, and I believe we will defeat it. But pray for President Trump. Here's the clip.
There was earlier today, there was a fictitious document, according to the Fulton County Clerk's Office, that was circulated online with charges against former President Donald Trump. That fictitious document matched exactly the charges that we now see in this indictment. Can you tell us more about that document, Lee? Because now you have the former president's lawyers who are saying this is emblematic of a serious problem with your office.
No, I can't tell you anything about what you refer to. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated till almost 8 o'clock, if not right after 8 o'clock. An indictment was returned. It was true billed, and you now have an indictment. I am not an expert on clerks' duties or even administrative duties. I wouldn't know how to work that system, and so I'm not going to speculate. Next question.
All right, that is the wrong clip, but anybody can pull up online that they have asked for a March 4th trial date start. That's her trying to cover up the fact that they published the indictment early. Total fraud. Here is Newt Gingrich, ladies and gentlemen, really telling it like it is.
That it is Barack Obama who corrupts the Justice Department. It is Hillary Clinton who routinely breaks the law and gets away with it. And now we have Joe Biden who's learned. He's learned from Obama that doesn't matter what you do, if you're a liberal Democrat, you will not be prosecuted. He learned from Hillary that a person in high public office can get millions and millions of dollars. And they learned from watching Donald Trump that a true outsider willing to take on the entire system could destroy their entire machine. So what you're seeing across the country is a desperate last-ditch effort by a corrupt machine to destroy their most dangerous opponent in a way which not only breaks the Constitution, destroys the rule of law, and establishes a moment of bitterness which I think will last for a generation or more. I think this is going to be a horrendous period, and we just need to understand the people who want to control America and dictate to the rest of us will break any law, lie about any topic, and manipulate the system any way they can, and that includes a lot of the elite news media.
As Senator Josh Hawley said 2 days ago, we played the clip, that they're establishing a one-party dictatorship and outlawing their political opposition. That's 100% true. Now we're getting there where we're addressing what they're doing. Intelligence agencies rogue with multinational corporations administratively raping us, dissolving our borders, cutting off our police, attacking the people, destroying us. That's what it is. That's the reality. I think I'm going to play the Josh Hawley clip with Royce White coming up because it's so important. I'm going to play it again. And then I have the other clips from Georgia. We'll be right back with hour number two. Evils out in the open. The mask is off. It's our choice now whether to bow and be slaves and be destroyed or stand up and be victorious.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.